China faces international criticism over its early reaction to COVID-19 and re-education camps for ethnic Uyghurs. There also has been criticism of the Chinese government's online restrictions and other activities. Yet China's leader, Xi Jinping, would much rather talk about something else, archaeology. Recently, he used a high-level meeting to talk about ways archaeology could serve the interests of the ruling party. Speaking to the Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi discussed the socio-political and cultural importance of archaeology. He called for developing China's field of archaeology to better understand the history of Chinese civilization, its beginnings, and the ways it has helped humanity. Archaeology is not usually an important issue for national leaders. Some experts argue that Xi is looking for ways to strengthen the power of the ruling party among China's own people. Experts overseas note that Chinese archaeology has for years been caught up in different social and political battles. Nationalism has long influenced the kind of research being done and how discoveries are interpreted. Xia Ming is an expert on Chinese politics at New York University. He says that Xi's goal is to use archaeology as a tool to create a better international image of China. I think what Xi wants is to say that today, if we can't have the world, we can still make the world's greatest civilization, Xia said. The center and the driving force of world civilization is not in the West at all, not in the United States, but in China. He added that the push will try to show how all sciences and research fields serve the Communist Party. Xi is not the first Chinese president who has used archaeological discoveries to serve foreign policy. In October 2003, then Chinese President Hu Jintao spoke to the Australian Parliament on a state visit to Australia. He said that the friendly exchanges between the two countries have a long history, although they are far apart. As early as the 1420s, China's Ming Dynasty's ocean-going fleet had been to Australia's shores, he said. Xia said Hu Jintao used China's archaeological findings to justify China's continuing interest in the area. He added that at the time, many Australians were critical of Hu's comments. China expert Gordon Chang said that for the Communist Party, archaeology has never been about science, but a tool to assist the party. For example, China has used archaeological evidence to prove that the South China Sea is part of China. It has everything to do with China's territorial ambitions, Chang said. Another China expert, Jun Wong Tao, sees a different reason for the new archaeological push. He thinks Xi Jinping might be trying to justify his actions as the country's leader, not the party. For this, he must find reasons and support from Chinese tradition. For most of its history, China was ruled by a single leader who had great power. I'm Susan Shand.